Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Now, one of the interesting things about that verse is that the way that God will transform your life is by the renewing of your mind. Now, there's a sense in which ever since you've been here at Rophi, a process of renewing of your mind has been taking place. That's because you have been continually subjected to the truth of God's Word. And the more that truth has impacted you, the more your life has been transformed. Yes. Now, that means that every one of us, as individuals, hears the same revelation, but responds in a personal and therefore in a different way. So the amount of renewing of your mind or the transformation of your life that has actually taken place has been dependent upon how you responded to the revelation of truth that you have received. So we all basically receive the same revelation, but varying degrees of transformation have taken place in our lives because of the renewing of our minds, or really because of the way in which we have responded in our minds to the truth that we have heard. Now, I want to do two things with you this morning. First of all, to remind you of some basic truths which are the foundation of our faith. And then to begin to open up to you something that God is opening up to me at present, and I'll explain that a little later on, about how God wants to work in our brains so that our minds can be renewed more effectively and therefore a greater transformation of his life can take place within us. Are you understanding me? Okay, so we'll start with what you know. But it's important for us to begin in this way. You are because he has. You are because he has. Now, that actually is the basis of your faith. So, for example, you are in Christ Jesus because he has placed you in Christ Jesus. You could not be in Christ if he hadn't placed you in Christ. So you are forgiven because he has taken all your sins upon himself when he went to the cross. So you are anointed because he has filled you with his Spirit. You see, everything you are in a spiritual sense is the result of what he has done. So you are healed because he has borne your stripes on the cross. Are we getting it? So as we know, there is nothing left for Jesus to do. He is now seated in heaven waiting for all his enemies to be placed beneath his feet because he has already accomplished everything that he needed to do for the full salvation, health, well-being of his people. So it's not so much a question of asking God to do what he's already done, but of believing that he's done it so that we now live in the good of it. So you are sanctified, made holy in Christ, because he has become your sanctification. You are made righteous because he has become your righteousness. So, in other words, spiritually speaking, you can't be anybody or anything apart from what he has already done. So faith is believing what he has done and living in the good of it. The fallacy of psychiatry, why it can't set people free and why worldly ways of counseling can't set people free, is because it takes no account of what Christ has done. It is simply trying to get the mind to behave in various ways which will be for the betterment of the person, but can't actually deal with the issues in our thinking that enables our minds to be renewed so that we can be transformed. So psychiatry can't transform you. Worldly means of counseling can't transform people. They can only help people to accept whatever experience has affected their minds. Are you with me so far? Okay. Now, I'm in the middle of a series of tapes listening to a woman, a Christian neurologist, who is actually giving all the scientific basis for what we believe and teach here. As you know, I teach you regularly about the spirit, the soul, and the body. As you know, the mind is part of the soul. Now, I'm not going to attempt to give you a full rundown on what this lady, she's called Dr. Caroline Leaf, but I'm certainly going to get hold of her material and study it in much greater depth than just the seminars that I'm listening to at present, because everything that she is saying is biblical and everything is the latest neurological science. And it's amazing how she can scientifically demonstrate that what the Word of God says to us about the mind and about, therefore, the way God transforms our life, all that is scientifically verifiable. And in fact, the latest, she is on the sort of cutting edge of the latest developments in neurological research. And so she's saying that neurologists are now discovering the truth of what has been there in the scriptures all along, which is hardly surprising because God invented the world before there were such things as neurologists. Now, this is very, very basic, very, very simple, but it's enough for us this morning to allow God to do a work in our lives. The basis of what she's teaching, and this is now science she's teaching, not just the scriptures, is that every thought you have has a physical effect upon your brain. It has a physical effect. What you are doing with your thought life is, she calls, she calls them building trees, because when you look, say, at a computer sort of readout of what happens in the mind when people think, it looks like trees are being built. And she says there's two sides to your brain. You are either building positive trees or you're building negative trees, which she calls toxic or poisonous trees. So every thought you have is actually having a physical effect upon your brain, and you are, through a sort of thought process, building either positive or toxic trees in your brain. I'm only halfway through this thing, and I've got to the point now where she then says that therefore every thought that you have not only affects the brain like that, but every thought in your brain then affects every physical part of your body through a chemical and hormonal process, which I wouldn't begin to understand. But your thoughts are affecting your brain, and then your brain affects every part of your body. Now, if we just take that as a gross oversimplification, I know, of the whole situation, but it's enough for us to grasp hold of this morning and to see why it is so important that we not only confess the word, but we believe the word, we're speaking that word, we're building good trees in our brains, which will then have good effect upon every part of our body. Are we okay so far? We got that? Right. Now, therefore, it's very clear to us with our background of teaching that we have here that the truth, as you speak the truth, believe the truth, read the truth, pray the truth, you're building what we could call God trees in your brain. And the effect of that will be that you can benefit not only mentally, but emotionally and physically as well. I'm not going to try to get into all that this morning. But the tragic thing is this, that you can spend half a minute, apparently, this is all the science that we're talking about now. You can spend about half a minute dwelling upon something negative that will then build a negative tree, a toxic tree in your brain that it then takes 21 days to get rid of. Wow. Now, you can understand that if that's scientifically proven, why God has given us the shield of faith with which we can quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. Because we don't want to receive any of those negatives that are then going to take 21 days to get rid of. I was listening to some of this teaching when I was in Austria. And this lady doctor, at the end of just the second session that she was teaching at this conference, she led what was a most extremely powerful time of prayer. Really, in just showing people how to focus on the toxic thought, because what you want is for God to get all these toxic trees out of your mind, out of your brain, they're in your brain. So you want to get these toxic trees out. And she just led this everything she does is so scriptural. That's, for me, very important. But how focusing on that and then handing it over to God, we would say bring it to the cross, whatever language you want to use, then thanking God that he's taking it, and then praising him. And she makes this very important point that when you bring something to the Lord, you are focusing on whatever it is you're bringing to him, the need or whatever, the situation, the sin, whatever. When you give thanks, you are thanking him for what he's done in relation to that particular thing that you have brought to him. But you remember that the scripture says that we go through the gates of thanksgiving into the courts of praise. And she was saying how important it is after you've thanked the Lord, because by faith you believe that he's dealt with the issue that you've laid before him, you then praise him. Because praise takes you beyond the situation that you have brought to him. Praise just focuses completely on him, on not just him giving you the victory, but if you like, on the victorious one. And that is how you not only deal with the toxic things in your brain, these toxic trees, but you then build the positive trees. So every moment you spend in praising God is building positive. Every time that you are thinking, confessing, praying the word of God, you're building these positive trees. And, you know, she says the reason why the scripture says, in everything give thanks or rejoice and pray continually. He said, this is how God has wired us. Spiritually, he's wired us so that at all times we will focus on the positive. And at all times we will repel, reject, take the shield of faith against the negative. And that this has to be a continual thing all day long because of how our thought life affects everything that we do, even affects us physically. And we know, don't we, that most of 70-80% of physical conditions are actually psychosomatic. They begin with the way we think. They're the product of our thinking. So that just shows how the mind impacts the body. I mean, that's been medically known for many, many years. So we want to build up that deposit of truth. Yes. Now, of course, there is the conscious level of the mind, what is going on in our thinking at any given moment, and there is the unconscious. And whatever thoughts you have in the conscious level of your mind are the product of what you have stored up in the unconscious. So it's very important that in the unconscious level of your mind, in other words, the deposit that you've built up within yourself is just full of the truth. And that you don't allow there to be any of this toxic thinking or negative thinking in that deposit from which your present thoughts are going to come. You with me? So in other words, it's not just getting those toxic trees out of our thinking, it's ensuring that in the unconscious mind, we are just full of the truth. And this, of course, shows why it is so important for Christians to feed on the Word of God, to receive the Spirit and life that is in the Word of God all the time. Even though, you see, when you do that, you may not be conscious of anything happening. You're not conscious of you know, some great spiritual experience or anything like that. But what you're doing is building up this deposit of truth in your unconscious mind. And that is what is going to determine how you act and react in your conscious mind to the events that take place. And you see, I'm not actually teaching you anything new, really. I'm teaching you what we've always taught here, but in a different way, just using different language, just saying, well, this is now the science, if you like, of what God has been doing in our lives. But it underlines the significance and the importance of what God has been doing and how important it is for us to say no to every negative. So, you know, when people get depressed, they have become so negative that they can't be positive. And that is the product of having these toxic trees, of course, but it's a deposit it's the result of allowing so much negativity to be deposited in the unconscious level of your mind. In other words, you can receive negativity, negative thoughts, negative criticism about yourself, thoughts about yourself, thoughts through others. You can receive negative things, take it into yourself. You can believe these negatives and build up this sort of deposit of negativity within you that is physically going to produce these negative, toxic trees. I think it's good. When she started talking about these trees, I thought it was a bit strange. But the more she got into it, the more I understand it. It helps you to readily understand what she's saying, because we can understand trees. You see trees, and if a tree exists or it doesn't exist, or if a tree did exist, you cut it down, and then it doesn't exist anymore. That's exactly what God needs to do in the renewing of our minds. Now, the scripture says, then we will know the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Why? Because there's none of these toxic, these poisonous, these negative things that are counteracting the positive truth that God teaches us in his word. Somebody tell me you understand what I'm talking about, all right? Okay. So, all this does is simply underline for us the importance of hearing the word, receiving the word, feeding on the word. After all, Jesus is the bread of life. This is the bread of life. And God has delivered us from... you know, the law of sin and death, but he now operates in our lives according to the law of the Spirit of life. And if you think of Jesus being the bread of life and now operating within us is the Spirit of life, you can see why Jesus said that the first and most important work of the Holy Spirit is to remind us of all that Jesus has said. That the Holy Spirit constantly takes us back to the Word of God, back to the truth, back to what is positive. Amen? So that we can discern what is of God and what is not of God. And we can take that shield of faith against what is not of Him. Now, when you sort of look at it like this, you can see why some people are positive and some are negative. Even positive about themselves or negative about themselves. Positive about their circumstances or negative about their circumstances. It helps you also to understand that a person can be positive in many areas but still have an area of negativity. Yes. And that area of negativity is, if you like to use this language, a toxic tree, a poisonous tree, which really you do not want, because a healthy brain would be a perfectly positive brain, because all the positives actually affect the brain, which then affects every part of your body through this hormonal chemical boom boom. I suppose Elizabeth understands it far more than any of us. But the thing is that, you know, we are spirit, soul, and body, but your spirit, soul, and body all interrelate and interact. They all have effect upon one another. And you see, what we've taught here over the years is that your spirit will affect your soul life, which will then affect your body, and that will cause the rivers of living water to flow out of you. Well, now you can see how all this is scientifically verifiable, provable, by this latest neurological science. There's a lot more to it than I'm telling you, obviously. And perhaps at some point we will, I'll get hold of some DVDs or something that we can look at together here. Because what I'm listening to now is when this lady was doing a conference in Switzerland, and there's sort of German translation. So at least that gives you can listen to what she's saying in English, and then it gives you a breath to work out what she means, and then before she comes to the next bit. If you understand the German as well, God bless you. Now, the point for now is simply here we've come to the end, virtually, of this college year. And in this college year, God has done an immense amount in the lives of all of us. He's been working very deeply within us. Now some of you are about to face the challenge of going out in placement. And whatever has been deposited in you has got to flow out of you. And you see, when you're actually put in a situation where you have to serve, where you have to give, where you have to do stuff, then you see what is actually in there to flow out. Are you breathing? So how important it is that in whatever way you are squeezed in these coming weeks, what comes out is positive and not toxic. I like that word, toxic. Because, I mean, it's the negative is poisonous. It's poisonous to your brain, and it's poisonous to your body. And neurological science has now come to understand this. So, praise God. They're catching up with God, yeah. So, we want to ensure, therefore, that whatever comes out is going to be the good, acceptable, perfect will of God. It's going to be positive and not negative. Now, of course, the problem with negative lines of thought is that they do have a destructive effect upon our confidence. Yeah. Don't they? You know, if you believe negative things about yourself, that will rob you of confidence. So when something is put before you, if you have a negative reaction, you come up with a conclusion, I can't. I can't do this. Or I don't want to do this. You have a negative reaction to the situation. Whereas when we are thinking positively, then we can react positively to those same situations. It all depends what's built up within you. Now you might say, well, boom, boom, boom. This is very last minute before we go, and the boom, boom, boom was part of the anointing. Just flow with it, just flow with it. But you see, God has been building up this deposit of truth, right? And what we're going to do this morning is we're going to get rid of some toxic trees. We're going to get rid of, well, fear is a toxic tree, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, fear is the emotion that is the product of negative thinking. Mm-hmm. A negative response to circumstances. So, you know, the emotions and the mind, they all get interactive, don't they? They impinge upon one another. So we are going to uproot some toxic trees this morning. As I say, this is a little bit superficial compared to the whole revelation that I believe God will bring us into in these coming months, because I think this is something very valuable for us to be able to teach others. Not only, well, this is not simply the way that we do things here, but this is the only spiritual way, spiritually healthy way to do things. And that, you know, you can teach the word, you can do this stuff and that stuff as Christians, but unless you have this deposit of truth, you won't have the faith that enables you to fulfill the purpose of God. Because all his purposes are through faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So, even as I'm speaking, you may well be aware of some toxic lines of thought, toxic trees. If not, of course, the Holy Spirit will readily identify them for you. Not that we're necessarily going to get rid of everything now. And just remember that this is something you keep affirming for the 21 days that leads you completely free from those things that perhaps have persisted in your life for as long as you can remember. So we're not just talking about, you know, having a negative thought. We're talking about negative lines of thinking. What the scripture would call strongholds of the enemy. But we have the spiritual weapons that are mighty to the pulling down of those strongholds. And we're not going to have any strongholds of negativity in our thinking. Amen? So this is going to be fun, isn't it? Because it's going to have a really good and positive effect upon us. I want to make this clear. It's not just a question of having a time of prayer and saying, oh, well, praise God, that's gone and this is gone. It's building up the positive that replaces the negative. And how that is a process that takes place over a period of days as you continue to affirm these things. Now, where does the transformation of our lives come in? Well, you could look at it like this. You were the person with so many of these toxic trees in your brain. You must understand these are physical things. They are actually discernible. The brain activity, when brains are scanned, you can see the effect of thinking causing these changes in the brain. So that what actually happens in this process of detoxification is your brain changes. And apparently, according to this lady, this is a radical transformation in neurological science. Wow. Because for a long time it was thought that the brain could not change. And now all this latest development of research is showing that actually the brain is constantly being changed. And it's being changed by our thinking. Wow. So, you may have been that person, but you're going to become this person. Amen. Without those negatives. However you want to put it, pulling down strongholds of negativity, getting rid of toxic trees. But what you're believing is something is going to happen and change in my brain, not just this morning, but in these coming days and weeks, as I continue to affirm the truth, as I continue to pull down the negative, as I continue to take the shield of faith and refuse to allow any of these toxic things to come into my brain and have a negative effect not only on my brain, but therefore on the rest of my body. Make sense? I think somehow there's something very important here that God is going to open up to us. More important than perhaps we realize at present. I've certainly been going through, something's been happening in my brain in these last couple of weeks. It's almost as if there's a battle going on. And that's often the case just before God is going to do something really strategic. So, are we ready? So let's just remind ourselves before we pray of the truth, right? You are a child of God because He has called and chosen you. You are saved because He has saved you. You are made righteous because He has become your righteousness. You are sanctified because He has sanctified you according to the Word of God. You are forgiven because He has forgiven you. You are made acceptable to Him because He has accepted you in the Beloved. It's good, isn't it? See? I mean, this isn't what she's teaching, but this is what we teach. You know, you are because you have. But I mean, this positive and negative stuff affirms all that. See? So you think of who you are as God perceives you. You don't think through any negative emotions or reactions or belief about yourself, but you have that perception of yourself that God gives you because of what He has done and what He now says about you. It's simply a matter of agreeing with God. Amen. Well, I agree with God in what He says about me. Amen? And the more I do that, the more I will know His good, acceptable, and perfect will for my life. Praise God. So are we ready to give it a go? Let's all get to our feet then. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let's just hear this word again. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Right, now that includes thinking according to the pattern of this world. No more, right? But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Right? Now, your mind is the activity of your brain. So you could say, be transformed by the renewing of your brain, if you like. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. And then Paul says, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Now, God has given to everyone, the scripture says, the measure of faith. So first of all, just thank Him. that he's given you the measure of faith. That the spirit of faith is operating in your life. That you have faith in the Word of God. Because you have faith in God Himself and you can't separate Him from His Word. So thank Him for that spirit of faith that is operating in you, that you have that measure of faith and thank the Lord for the deposit of truth that the Spirit has been building up within your mind and therefore your brain. You've got a much healthier brain than when you came to Rafi last October. All right, much healthier brain now. Because your brain has been positively affected by the truth that has been deposited within you. So just thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. You're not brain dead, you're brain alive. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This neurologist just points out the total futility of taking people back into their past and all the usual ways of psychoanalysis and counseling and so on, because none of that can affect positively the brain. And that the only way that people are going to be set free is by the renewing of their minds, by therefore the renewing of their brains. So thank the Lord that you have this deposit of faith, hallelujah. You've got this deposit of truth. And thank the Lord that that truth is spirit and life to you. Hallelujah. So thank Him that there's already been transformation taking place in your life. That as your thinking has been changed, so you have been changed. You are not the same person that you were when you came here a few months ago, but now you are being transformed. Hallelujah. From one degree of glory to another. By the renewing of your mind. So thank the Lord. You are now more glorious than you were. Hallelujah. You actually have a more glorious brain. You actually have a more glorious body, therefore, because all that positive thinking has been affecting you in your body as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's just really praise Him for this. Hallelujah. Right now, just keep your eyes closed for a moment and keep your focus on the Lord. Jesus, of course, teaches all this. Not in a scientific way, but he was aware that one of the most toxic trees that can exist in a person's life is unforgiveness. And that's why he says it is so important whenever you stand praying that you forgive. This is why Jesus says that if you do not forgive your brother, God will not forgive you. That is just about, unforgiveness is about the worst toxic tree. It shows you how serious it is when people leave churches because they've taken offense and they haven't forgiven. They're actually doing something that's very detrimental to their own spiritual well-being and also their own physical health. I could tell you some stories about that, but not now. So right now, let's make sure there are no toxic trees of unforgiveness. Now, I'm not just talking about, you know, just an odd event. What we need is positive, forgiving attitudes, don't we? So that our response when something negative happens is to forgive rather than to take offense or resent or get angry or bitter or anything like that. So let's be sure that there's no toxic tree of unforgiveness. Because that's a big one. Now, there can be other toxic trees, can't there? Anything negative, jealous attitudes, selfish attitudes, attitudes of pride, and so on and so on. Don't go searching for them. Pray now. We'll deal with the unforgiveness thing first in a moment. But pray now for the Holy Spirit to show you just one other toxic tree. Something negative that needs to be uprooted. It's actually affecting your brain and the rest of your body without you necessarily realizing it. This is where the Holy Spirit ministers to you personally. You are the unique child of God that you are. And you have all that wonderful deposit of truth within you. So that negative, toxic thing doesn't belong. It just doesn't belong to you. So you don't have to allow it to remain part of you. Okay, now, just focus on that one particular toxic thing. And hand it over to Jesus, just with your hands even. Just take hold of that and sort of lift your hands up like that, as if, oh, I'm just handing this over to you right now, Lord. That is no longer to be part of me. I ask you to forgive me for ever allowing it to be part of me, to be part of my thinking, to be there in my brain, to be affecting my life. You say in your word, cast all your cares upon the Lord. So I cast this area of negativity, this toxic thing, I cast it onto you, thanking you, Lord. When you went to the cross, you dealt with this as you dealt with every toxic, every negative, every poisonous issue. Now just begin to thank the Lord that He takes this. He takes it because He has taken it.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see, you are because He has. So He takes this because He has taken it. So thank Him now. Thank Him now that this toxic area is being uprooted from your thinking.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, really thank Him. Believe that this is what God is doing at this moment. He's just lifting. He's just lifting. He's uprooting. He's taking that toxic area out of your brain. Just raise your hands and thank Him. Hallelujah. You offered it to Him. He's taken it. Now thank Him. And now praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. Give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. What a mighty God. What a glorious God. Hallelujah. Sura la basata baria letra bakala sita di santo. O papara lata bakala sita di sarato bakala sinoma. Bola la basata baria letra bakala sita di santo. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, we believe that change, transformation is happening in us even now. And we thank you, Lord, that over these coming days, as we continue to affirm this, there will be no trace of these things that have bedeviled us, really, have been such a negative influence in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, just begin to thank and praise Him that you're a positive person, not a negative person. That you're a person of faith, not a person of unbelief. You're a person of the Word, not a person of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now thank Him that as you get squeezed during these coming weeks of placement, what's going to come out is the positive.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And God is actually going to use you to set other people free from negative things that have plagued their lives. Praise you, Jesus. Come on, let's really praise Him for this. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. Pura la basatabari aleto bakala sita di santum. Pura satabari aleto bakala sita di santum. Now, a scripture that the Lord gave me for this morning is this: He brought me out into a spacious place, He rescued me because He delighted in me. So thank the Lord that He's rescued you from that area of negativity. That poisonous line of thinking is no longer going to affect, is no longer going to inflict any negativity upon you. Come on, He has rescued you. You are free because He has set you free. You are because He has. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Purata paria letu bakalazita balatuba. Puparaza da paria letu bakalazita di santo. Hallelujah. Now I believe the Lord is saying every time You are aware of an area of negativity. Don't accept it. Don't accept that that is you. See that it is something to be uprooted out of your brain, out of your thinking, out of your life. Because my purpose for you is that you shall be positive in every way. That the positive truth will affect you positively in spirit, soul, and body. So we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you in a very simple way you've taught us this morning how this whole process can go on in us. And thank you that as we become more and more positive, as we deal with every area of negativity that we become aware of that your Spirit shows us, thank you that we'll be transformed more into your likeness. Thank you, Lord, that we will be more and more glorious. Thank you, we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So that we know the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we're just going to finish by believing the positive things about ourselves. Just thank the Lord. I am loved because you have loved me. That's what the scripture says. I have loved you with an everlasting love. So you are loved because he has loved you. It is for freedom he has set you free. So you are free because he has freed you. Hallelujah. You are accepted because he has accepted you. Come on, this is good, isn't it? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Purata parazata baria letu. Yes, come on, you are holy. Don't listen to the devil. You are made holy because he has made you holy. He has sanctified you. Come on, speak it, confess it, believe it. Hallelujah. You are healed. Yes. Come on. You are healed because he has healed you. He did that when he went to the cross, didn't he? When he suffered those stripes. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. I am healed because he has healed me. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I bless you. Kurata parazata baria leto. Bo parazata baria leto bakalasita di santa bakalaria leto bakalasita. Bo parazata baria leto bakalasita. I have eternal life because he has given me eternal life. I am saved because he has saved me. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, I thank you that we can't change what you have done. You've done it. And you've done that good, acceptable, perfect will. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord. All we have to do is to believe what you have done. And to live in the good of it. And we give you all the glory, all the honor and the praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. That this is the end of any of those negative lines of thinking. We're not going to accept any of those things anymore. We're not going to have any toxic trees in our brains. We thank you, Lord. You're going to continue this renewing process in our minds. So that we become more and more and more transformed into your likeness. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just thank him you're a positive person, not a negative person. Hallelujah, because he's a positive God, not a negative God. and you live in him and he lives in you. Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus. Praise your holy name, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Thank you, Jesus, that you have done a complete and perfect work. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Now, just before we finish, let's pray over these coming weeks of placements. Thank you, Lord, for all the positives that are going to flow out of people's hearts, lives, brains, minds, bodies. Thank you that as we get squeezed by events that pressurize us, good is going to flow out. The positive is going to flow out. Thank you, Lord. And thank you that if any of us find ourselves in situations where our immediate reaction is a negative one, thank you that we're not going to dwell upon that negative and allow it to become a tree, but we're going to take the shield of faith against that thought immediately so it does not get stuck in our brains, but it is rejected and doesn't affect us or afflict us in any way whatsoever. Thank you, Lord. We're not going to give room to these negative things in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. So we thank you that we don't have a spirit of fear. Now listen, we do not have a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, a healthy brain. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.